Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Holly, Dale Arnold.
How are you guys?
And
what's
Tony
going
Gonzalez.
On? Tony Gonzalez.
Only the best tight end in football.
Yeah, guy knows. He knows a thing
here.
Or two.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Been a little hectic for you this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been running around. They got me going in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. I'm having a good time, though.
Now, you're running around doing what?
Well, right now I'm promoting the Edge shave gels. They have three new shave gels coming out. One is called Energy, the other one's called Eclipse, and the other one's called Vault. They're all made with aloe, and leave your face feeling nice and smooth. They have that really cool feeling after you get done getting shaved, and I used it this morning. I don't know if you guys can tell. But
Yeah, I can tell. I was going to ask. Now, see, I wish I had that this morning.
Cause
actually,
it up here, though.
Okay, I actually attempted to shave this morning. I probably have some rough patches in there.
Yeah.
So
well, this is for you guys. This is gifts.
Oh, that's
this
very
is,
nice.
Oh,
thank you.
You guys got to take that with you.
We'll set it right over here. Thank you.
You
that's
come bringing
nice.
Gifts.
Yeah.
We mentioned Tony Gonzalez, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. All he holds is the league record for receptions in a season, career receptions for a tight end, career receiving touchdowns for a tight end, most seasons with 1,000 yards receiving. Gee, that's all. How'd last season go for you?
I went okay. I guess individually it went okay, but as far as the team, it was definitely a disappointing year. To say the least, you know, we lost our last 9 games of the season, and it was embarrassing, it was frustrating, it was everything you can think of, but, you know, it's one of those things that hopefully we can build on. We've made some changes now. We got Chan Gailey in there as our offensive coordinator, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be some more change to come.
You know, with you, it's interesting to hear you say that. You got a new offensive coordinator. With somebody like you, you're going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, I'll just flat out say you're going to the Hall of Fame. Does an offensive coordinator ask you to do something different? I mean, you probably had 3 or 4 of them. Do they ask you to change your role at all?
A little bit.
Really?
Nothing dramatic, at least the last couple ones. The only time it was ever dramatic is when we went to the West Coast offense to this Don Coryell, Eric Coryell, kind of like that St. Louis Ram offense where it's very receiver-oriented, not very tight end friendly. And it was something I had to get used to with running those different routes. But I mean, at this point in my career, I wouldn't anticipate they would come in and say, we want you to learn this whole new style of an offense. They're going to keep the same routes and maybe incorporate it into their offense, but keep the stuff that I'm good at in there with the offense that they bring in.
Tony, we like to make you a blocking tight end.
Yeah, right. I ain't going for that.
Right.
99 catches, 1,172 yards this year, your 9th straight Pro Bowl. As you said, individually, your year was great, but when the team is performing the way it is, how do you keep up the attitude all season long?
Well, I think you have to love football. That's pretty much how it is, especially towards the end of the season when you know that you're not going to the playoffs. You have to find ways to motivate yourself, and for me, I was just going, you know what, I love this game. I love going out there and competing, so every game that I play, I'm going to still play. Well, you know, just like if we were undefeated, if we was on the New England Patriots team, I'd be playing just as hard. And that's something that that I wanted the other guys around me to do. And some guys did it and some guys didn't. I think that's just human nature, though, especially when you know you're playing for no reason. So it's just one of those things that you just have to keep going out there, keep chopping wood.
Hey, Tony, when you mentioned the Patriots. When you look at this team, do you find yourself envious of what they've done the past 7 years a little bit?
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm bitter. I wish we were doing it, you know. You have to respect what they've done out there, though. I mean, it's incredible, especially this year. It's what they've been able to put together. Every other NFL player in the league would be lying to you if they were like, they wouldn't trade places with the New England Patriots, you know, have their career out there. But at the same time, I appreciate where I'm at. I love being a Kansas City Chief, and hopefully we can bring at least one championship out there to the Chief land.
What's the status of your contract, though? You gotta. Hey, we can make some things happen if you want some things to happen here.
I'll be
Brady to Gonzalez. Oh man, that might work.
I think he's got enough options.
You know, you do play in a city where, let's be honest, the Chiefs are king. I mean, the atmosphere in that stadium and what it's like on a Sunday, it's something else.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Look up in the
stands. When it's going well, anyway.
When it's going well. This year, it kind of backed off a little bit, you know. I mean, they started, you know, staying home when it got cold because they figured we weren't going to win anyways, and it was true. So, I mean, it's just it's such an advantage to have that those type of fans, that fan participation with 80,000 just all wearing red, going crazy, going nuts. It's a huge advantage for us.
Well, on behalf of Edge Shave Gel, and he even brought gifts. Yeah, I mean, you're the first guest who brought us gifts.
Yeah, you're our guy. You go to the top of our list. All the people we've talked to so far, you're at the top. You brought gifts.
Tony, it's great to meet you.
Thanks,
Thank you very much. Tony Gonzalez, Kansas City Chiefs, joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.